You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne. Today's episode is sponsored by Ivy Elite Training. Are you looking for online professional workplace training to improve your knowledge, competence, skill, and effectiveness? Then visit www.ivyelitetraining.com. Thanks for tuning back in. Today I'm going to talk about becoming a master of self-discipline. Self-discipline is a powerful attribute to have, yet challenging to obtain. Self-discipline is the ability to do whatever it takes to overcome obstacles and reach your goals, even when it's inconvenient or uncomfortable. It may involve saying no to things that you want or saying yes to things that you hate. But with the power of self-discipline, it becomes easier to stand up for yourself. Most individuals would love to be more self-disciplined, yet very few people actually take the action to acquire it. And perhaps you start your day with good intentions, but veer off as the day progresses due to challenging issues, stresses, or distractions. Thankfully, there are some techniques and strategies that you can incorporate into your daily life so you can become a master of self-discipline and stay on task. I'll explain more in the next segment. The first technique I'm going to talk about is being committed to the cause. Are you truly unhappy being undisciplined? Is this something that you're committed to improving? Many times people claim that they want to be more self-disciplined, but the truth is they honestly don't mind being the way that they are. So you should be honest with yourself. If this is something that you definitely want to improve in your life, it's going to take a bit of time and effort, but it can be done. The only way that you'll succeed is by staying committed to the cause. Another technique is to write it down. The process of writing your ideas and goals helps you to clarify the thoughts in your mind so you can come up with an action plan that you can stick to. Write down all the areas that you wish to improve: your finances, relationship, career, or anything in between. Include what changes you would like to see and how you believe will be the best way to make it happen. The third technique is to enlist the help of others. It's absolutely wonderful that you've committed to making a positive change in your life, but you don't have to keep that under wraps. There's nothing wrong with telling others that you want to make a change and boost your self-discipline. So don't be ashamed that you weren't more self-disciplined from the beginning. The important thing is that you're now taking positive action. Those who love you will be there to support you and help you celebrate your success. And remember, your support group can also help you get through the bad days and put you back on track to achieve your goals. And the last technique I'm going to talk about, but I feel is the most important, is to believe in yourself. Have faith in yourself and know that if you can master your self-discipline, you can handle anything. And there'll be both good and bad days, but as long as you can remain focused and committed, you'll be successful in strengthening your self-discipline. Remember to focus on the big picture and concentrate on how your body, mind, and energy will change for the better when you stay committed. Many people admire those who are self-disciplined. These people can stay on schedule and never seem to lose focus on what they need to accomplish. They make more wise decisions and take action when they need to, and achieve their goals with relative ease. So implement these strategies into your daily life and they'll soon become habits. Self-discipline can become your way of life if you want it. So I'm going to leave you with an affirmation. I know how to use my time creatively. Remember, there has to be time for recreation and for the things that you love to do. So recreate your mind and spirit to keep up your strength. A life of prosperity includes making time for creativity. Stay safe and be well.